This podcast delves into the dark, the depraved, and all things to keep you up at night. Listener discretion is advised. Now, sit back, pull the covers over your head, and allow yourself to be taken on a journey through the abyss.
Hello, pod people. Thank you for joining Ben, Steve, and Christina. Christina, you doing anything fun this weekend, bro?
Well, no, bro. I'm not doing much fun. I think I'm going to try and float in the pool.
Float in the pool. That sounds good. Steve, you got anything on tap? Anything on tap for the weekend?
I'm gonna take a road trip up to Michigan with some friends. Hit some breweries and try to sleep. That's all I got.
Nice. Nice.
You don't sleep with kids, do you, Steve?
No.
No. I think it's interesting, though, that he's pretending he has friends.
Oh, yeah? That is interesting.
Oh. That hurts a little bit.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys. So, Poddington, the Bears, you people out there, we've decided to throw you a curveball today and do something a little bit different for us, right? There's still crime involved, because there's an ongoing lawsuit as far as this person claiming that they were actually groomed and wronged and etc. But this is the case of the police officer, Megan Hall, who was accused of sleeping with, like, I don't know, what did it end up being? 9 people that she worked with? 9 other officers?
Oh, wow. I didn't know about the other 3.
The other 3. Well, somewhere in the extreme range, right? So she's accused of sleeping with these people, and then an investigator determines that they need to fire her and at least 3 of the other people. But before we, like, really deep dive this thing, there's so much to this, right? There's so many things that pop up. This woman's been dragged through the mud. I don't know how anyone feels about her or how much... I know, Christine, you said you've kind of followed this. Steve, I don't know how much you were following it, but it's like, I feel like she was fired right away, and then they kind of, like, took their time with the guys. I feel like this is a little unfair. What do you guys think?
I don't know that I would say unfair. I mean, it was an allegation to begin with, and then, so, like, internally, you have to look into it, you know?
Right. But why is she the only criminal when these people all slept with her and some of them while working?
She's a hoe.
She's the criminal because she's the hoe?
She's a hoe for sure.
Like these guys, I just don't like living in a culture where, like, these guys can't help themselves. She threw herself at them. Right? Because that's kind of the only reason you give them a slap on the wrist.
No, the only reason you give them a slap on the wrist is because she's the youngest one, and she's the woman, and, like, and it's a lot easier just to blame everything on her.
Yeah.
I heard, I don't know, you guys can give me your opinion on this. This might be wildly offensive, but the analogy or the phrase that I heard someone say to me was that, like, you know, with sex, you have, you know, it's an act that men perform, and it's an act that is performed on a woman. And so the idea is that the way we use our language is that, like, you know, men do it and it's done to women. And so it's easy to just, like, you know, throw her away.
Ugh.
That makes sense.
It makes sense, and it's so sad and it's so gross. But that's where we are. All right, so let's look a little bit into the details of this, right? So, like I said, she's claiming now that she was sexually groomed. So 5 police officers in Tennessee have been fired, and 3 remain suspended. So that's a total of 8 from an alleged sexual assault scandal in the Laverne Police Department. So the main officer, Megan Hall, came forward with claims that she had been groomed for sexual exploitation in a new federal lawsuit against the department. The 8 officers in question were disciplined earlier this week. Not this week. This has been a while. How long ago was this case, Christina?
I want to say that it happened earlier this year, maybe like in February.
So there was this internal investigation. Hall 24 was the only female police officer fired in connection to the Tennessee Laverne Police Department sex scandal. I don't think that's a sexist thing. I think it was one woman and a bunch of dudes, right? There's no other women involved in this that we know of.
No, and it did happen. December 28th is when it the internal investigation started.
Okay, so like 6 months ago at this point.
What happened first was, did she come forward? Is that how all this came to light? Or did someone along the way decide to open an investigation?
They opened an investigation on her, right? She's fighting back on it, is what's going on. Christina, do you remember if it was because someone from the police office leaked that this was going on, or if the investigating team just had caught wind somehow?
Somebody filed a report against three officers and her.
Yeah, and that sparked an investigation. And the investigation showed that Hall was intimately involved with four other officers, Sergeant Lewis Powell, Sergeant Henry T. McGowan, Detective Seneca Shields, and Officer Juan Lugo Perez, who were all subsequently fired. So they did fire them. And then three more officers, Patrick Magliacco, Larry Holliday, and Gavin Schulberg, were also suspended for involvement in the department's sex scandal. I'm not sure what their involvement was. We know she slept with these other people. Sorry, Magliacco, Holliday, Shields, and Luigo Perez have now admitted... Never mind. They've now admitted to engaging in sexual acts with Hall. So, she's just... Yeah. She got with a whole lot of them. But, again, she slept with eight people, right? But, like, aren't they equally to blame, even though there's only one of her and a bunch of them?
I would think so. I mean, someone had to put their P in a V, and she had to provide the V, so...
P in the V.
You know.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. Both hookup pieces equally to blame, in my opinion. And I'm just wondering this. So, like, the four dudes that initially the investigation shows she slept with, they were fired. She was fired. These other dudes were just suspended. You think it's just because they came forward and admitted that they slept with her? So it was kind of like, you told the truth, so we're just going to give you this suspension?
Well, it might have to do with, like, when the sexual activity occurred. Because for some of these guys had sex with her on duty.
Yeah, that's true.
So I would imagine that would come with a bigger punishment than just, like, the suspension. So, who knows? Or maybe they were just, you know, maybe they only engaged with her a couple times, where the other guys were, you know, repeat offenders. I don't know.
repeat providers of the P into the V?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I know that at least one of them happened at her house.
Mm.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
So, and she was like, just sit here and with me on the couch until my husband gets home. He's fine with it. But, I mean, not saying that this is related, but she's Mormon.
This is our second, right? Richens out there, you know, poisoning her husband to death happened to be, not saying that means anything, but happens to be Mormon.
She's doing a reverse Mormon. You know, she's like sister wives, more like brother P.
Brother P's. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what's happening, right? She's like, what's good for the gander is good for the geese, etc. Anyways.
The investigation began on December 12th when the mayor received information from a whistleblower.
Mm.
Probably some guy in the department who was not having a V provided for his P.
Yeah.
Or who was maybe just horrified by the situation.
Oh, God.
People would be.
Oh.
And so the reason I asked if that was what the timeline was, like, if she had gotten to the point where she couldn't handle this anymore, where she was being groomed and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I realized that sexual assault, sexual harassment, rape, you know, all of those categories of sexual crimes are the most underreported, you know, because most of the victims, most often women, don't feel like they can come forward. So I'm not saying that she had to, but to me, that makes it more like Christina's right, that she was just a hoe, because she got caught in the investigation. It wasn't her coming forward and saying, hey, all of these terrible things are happening to me.
Do you think that maybe they told her to collect DNA, so she did?
What?
Boom.
Wow.
That's how she collects the DNA? Oh, Lord. The, like, police, the head of the police, what's the head guy called? Help me here.
The chief?
The captain?
The chief, right? Like, isn't the whole point of the assault, though? Like, he, like, kind of, like, ends up trying to get pictures from her because he finds out this shit's going on, so he tries to use it for, like, his own benefit type of thing?
Yeah, he was getting from her. Now, yeah, obviously he and that wasn't across the line for him. He was fine with that.
Yeah, he's good with that part. Ugh.
Now, I gotta say, in my experience, cops are... when it comes to, like,
I thought that was an end statement. End quote.
That can stand alone. But, like, as far as, like, interdepartment, you know, relationships, like, talk to a police officer in, like, you know, a medium or large-sized police force, and they'll tell you a lot of them are fucking each other. You know, I won't say the name, but we had a good friend who was a police officer who dated two cops, married the second one. She was divorced from a previous police officer, and then while she was engaged to our friend, was sleeping with her ex-husband. Then he came home, our friend came home after they got married, and found her in bed with a third police officer.
Wow.
And then she and that guy were dating, and then he caught her with a fourth police officer.
And damn.
So,
damn.
Yeah, so this is not, like, as far as first, or, well, secondhand knowledge, I guess, like, this is not a strange occurrence. And I don't know how many other professions are like this, but, cops are weird.
Well, they say you got a lot of chance to, like, fall in for, like, co-workers at any job, which I think that's kind of a thing. You work long hours together, etc., and cops do work crazy hours, right? And they have, like, stakeouts and night shifts and just sitting in parking lots waiting for speeders or whatever the hell they're doing. They got a lot of weird shit going on hours-wise. I was just wondering about the story you were telling, though, like, is it okay for them to be with co-workers in, like, certain departments and not others, or, like, I wonder if it varies, or if it's the fact that they're not on duty, or if they work different shifts, or if they're at different stations, or what the rules are. Like, what did she break, other than, obviously, when these guys are on duty and she's doing shit, that's a problem.
Well, the only thing that I can really think is that it depends on your HR. So, there are times when HR is like, yes, you're allowed to have relationships, but you have to tell us about them up front before it actually occurs. Or HR is like, absolutely not. You are not allowed to date within the office. Like, that is completely against the rules. You will be terminated. But it is usually put in front of you whether or not it's okay.
So I think a lot of it depends on the position of the people involved. Like, if one of the people in the sexual relationship has power over the other person, whether it's clearly defined power, like, you know, a sergeant over a, you know, just a street police officer, or if it's somebody who, like, makes the shift schedule or something that they can hold over. So, like, if Megan Hall is saying that some of these guys would essentially say, you know, if you want better routes, if you want better working conditions, you know, or, you know, even if that's implicitly stated, like, implicitly, you know, communicated, that could be a problem beyond just whatever HR deems acceptable. Because you're right, Christina, it's probably department by department, but then beyond that, like, you have that issue of, like, are they using their power over someone?
Yeah.
I think that the whole entire thing is that when you have one woman and you have all of these other men that are, like, if you think about it, they're literally running a train on her.
Yeah.
They are, because, I mean, she had to have been, like, doing double duty in order to have sex with all of these guys all the time. And it sounds like it was, like, an all-the-time occasion.
Yeah.
From what I'm understanding.
Right. I'm wondering if Steve's right that, like, the whole thing with the person reporting it was she slept with everybody except for one guy, right? And the one guy's not having it.
Well, and are these guys married?
Several of them were.
Like Steve said, are they holding something over her head telling her that, like, if you don't have sex with all of us, like, we're going to make your life a living hell? Like, what are they doing to her that makes her feel that she would have to use her body like that? I can't imagine doing that.
Yeah.
But also, she's taking them to her home, and, like, her husband kind of knows what's going on.
But does he?
But does he? Be cool with it.
Yeah, there's differing reports on that, though, where it's like she says he's cool with it, and then people say that he wasn't cool with it, and then a tabloid actually outs him, so we know his name and all that now. He is sticking by her, by the way, from the husband standpoint. They are still together.
All right, so then he was, at some point, in some way, cool with it.
Right? Yeah.
Because you don't stick by somebody in that situation if you don't, in some way, condone the behavior, whether it was an open relationship or whatever. And, like, and there was a report that she, because you asked if some of the cops were married, she apparently engaged in a threesome with one of the cops and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she tried to. So
there was a lot of that going on. And I think you're getting to the, like, that's the point. Like, you can't begrudge somebody who, like, you can't begrudge adults who are engaging in consensual sexual behavior. Like, if that's what you want, if that's your kink, you know, like, you know, go for it. Do your thing. But it's about how is it affecting each of the people involved? Are they coming from different places? Is one of them cheating on a spouse and that spouse doesn't know about it? If they have an open relationship, fine. Are you doing it at work? Are you then, like, because in this situation, people's tax dollars are paying for, as you said, a train to get run on this girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and was she actually into all this, or was she fired and then she throws this all together? Because as far as talking about how each person feels, well, Megan filed a federal civil lawsuit against the department and former co-workers in February, alleging that she was the victim of harassment, naming McGowan and Davis as defendants, also outlining that the harassment took place while she was being groomed for sexual exploitation. Megan said she felt trapped in the Laverne Police Department, and in an attempt to escape, she nearly killed herself. So the city, which is true, blamed her for everything. I mean, I feel like it's true. At least the tabloids did. At least the tabloid reports of what the city did was blaming her for everything. And the lawsuit just seeks justice for Megan Hall. But again, what do you guys think? Is this, like, legit? She felt all of this? She almost killed herself? Or did she get fired and now she's trying to grasp at straws?
I think that if you are a lawyer and you're hearing about this case, you're going to call her and be like, you know what? We can sue the department for, like, whatever amount that they're going to sue for. And you don't have to take this scrutiny. So she can play a victim in some aspects, but in other aspects, like, I mean, I don't see where she's not at fault in this as well. Like, if it was, like, two guys, okay, maybe. But the fact that it was pretty much the whole entire unit, that's what is throwing up red flags for me.
Yeah, but they all don't get the same punishment. Some of the other dudes got fired. But this is my thing. If you got five people that murder somebody, and they've murdered all together equally, and one of them's a woman, and you fire her and you suspend two of the other guys, that's a problem. I don't think just because she's the woman providing the V to the P's, that means that she gets the harshest punishment.
Well, I completely agree. And I think that the city really, they try to do the math. And if they fire everybody involved equally, you shut that department down. That department becomes useless for months because all of the people in charge, the chief, the sergeants, like, all the people who are running that police department. So what they did, it's kind of like the same math that the auto industry would do on, like, a recall part, where they would say, all right, if this recall part, if the cost of lawsuits for accidents and even loss of life is less than it costs for the recall, we're not doing the recall. So I think what they did was, like, they're going to blame it all on her and hope that it goes away. And then, Christina, I think you're right. Like, I do think there was some victimization here. I think that these men, she was 24 when this started, and you're a kid still. I mean, like, yeah, you're an adult, but in other ways, you're a kid. They absolutely groomed her and pushed this on her. And, you know, once they started treating her like as that piece of meat, like, that's kind of how she saw herself and defined herself. But at the same time, I don't think that she fought that hard, because, like, I can think about women that I'm with, and if, like, the guys around, if they even remotely tried to do that, they would get not only fired and, you know, but punched in the face. And so she definitely was into it in some way. She was definitely okay with it until it wasn't okay, until everything, all the cards started coming up against her, and she's like, all right, I'm going to play the victim card.
You also were correct when you were talking earlier about possible power dynamics, right? So her civil rights attorney says exactly what you just said. They said that she wasn't looked at as like a basic rookie. She was looked at like a piece of meat, and she was groomed, right? So that's their main complaint. But then they also go on, which is part of the assault that she's talking about, saying that Sergeant Powell, when he wanted sex, he refused to take no for an answer, continued demanding sex, saying things like, we'll do it tomorrow, or I've done so much for you, I've helped you. Like, if these stories are true, she's completely feeling job pressure as well.
She also, at one point, said that she actually blamed her behavior on a troubled marriage.
Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff. The troubled marriage, she had a fetish. There's a whole article. It's one of the ones that we've got incorporated in this. She's got a fetish for black men. So she's with a white guy, and then she's got this fetish, and she's got to feed this fetish. So she develops this open relationship with her guy, which we don't even know if it was really open. Like I said, there's conflicting reports on whether or not this guy actually, like, was cool with any of this. So
I'm 100%. He was cool with some of it.
You think?
You can't. Sorry. If my wife, if as soon as I got wind of even like 1% of what has happened here, my first call is a divorce attorney.
Yeah, and I will say the one thing that makes me agree with you, because I was thinking he wasn't cool with it, but he was just such a putz that he's going to stay with this woman because he's so in love. But the one thing that makes me think you might be right is what Christina said earlier, which is she's taken several of these people home, right? Which means she's very much in danger of being caught by her husband, but you're not in danger if he knows.
Yeah, and it also shows that she's an active participant in this. And the thing is, like, I bet that Sergeant Powell definitely said those things. Mm. Like, I've done so much for you, and da-da-da-da, and what a douchebag rapist he is, and he should be fired and never allowed to be a police officer again, 1,000%. But he doesn't get the opportunity to do that and say those things if she's not already banging him.
Yeah.
Before, if she doesn't already do that. Like, if, again, if I have like, all right, so I'm a teacher, right? And so let's say that a student teacher, like I take somebody in from the university who's studying to be a teacher and comes in and she wants to, or she's taking over in my classroom. And I say to her, hey, unless you have sex with me after school right now, I'm going to fail you. She's going to go straight to my principal, the dean, her professor, the police, and be like, shut it down. Shut it all down, right?
Yeah.
So I don't... It doesn't just, like, you don't... They don't just work with her, and they're not just sitting in a car, and he's like, all right, take off all your clothes. You know, like, I don't know. I mean, maybe it does happen, but that's not what this sounds like.
Yeah, and you're right that there's a good chance that that's not exactly what happened. But given the amount of people she slept with, there's also the opportunity that people caught wind of a couple of the cases and then blackmailed her, right? Like, but you'll be happy to know Sergeant Powell was fired. He's one of the ones that were terminated.
Yeah, probably after her lawsuit, right?
Or no, he was one of the initial ones from the investigators.
But, okay. You know, Steve, you make a really good point that they would go to the principal, they would go to the police, they would go to whatever. Her sergeant was the person that she should have been able to turn to if something like this was happening. And she couldn't turn to him because he was also a culprit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, there's like a hierarchy, especially in like a police department. It's kind of like the military, and like there's a chain of command that you go to, and you don't want to really jump chain unless it's absolutely pertinent, right? But like in this case, I guess it would be. But if Steve's right that she started sleeping with him prior, you're not going to jump ranks and tell on this guy that you started it with, right? I'm not saying she started it alone. I'm saying together.
You're absolutely right, and you're right that all the men involved absolutely had power over her. They were all veteran police officers who had more time. They had more seniority. They had, influence on her career. And so, yeah, and so she very well may just been completely groomed and swept under. And I the men definitely carry at the very least the exact same amount of blame as her, if not more.
Yeah.
Let me play devil's advocate real quick. Yeah. So, say there's a situation where she gets called into the sergeant's office, and the sergeant's like, so, if you want that weekend off, you're going to have to do XYZ with me, and at 24 years old, she was probably like, fuck, what do I do? And so maybe that was the first time that it had happened, something like that. I'm just like, I'm trying to figure it out, like, from a standpoint of it was actually her being groomed.
Yeah.
So then he does it with her, and he's been working with these other guys for a really long time. And so then he calls his buddy in, one of the other cops, and is like, you know, Megan wants to take this vacation. So, if she wants to take the vacation, she'll have sex with you. And so then, like, and then it just kept going and going and going. And because, like, she wasn't having a good marriage or whatever behavior that she was talking about, she just rolled along with it because she wanted that pay increase. She wanted that vacation. She needed that PTO. She needed something. So that's the only thing that I could think of, is that if she is actually telling the truth and she was groomed, that would have been like the way that it happened. But I guarantee that it probably started with the sergeant.
Yeah, I don't know. But you're right, I think it probably did start with him, but I think that if it starts with, you know, quid pro quo, you do this for me and I do this for you, then I feel like all the other guys, if then they they then jump on the bandwagon of holding something over her or blackmailing her or whatever, then these are, you know, what is it, six? God, these are six of the most disgusting human beings possible, which is definitely possible, but, like, to me, a more likely scenario is her, like, making it known that she is sexually available and with little to no strings attached. Just, oh yeah, nope, I like the D. And then as that developed, that's the way they learned to treat her. She is this object with which this is this object I fuck. You know, this is what I do with this. And so then that's how they treat her. And then as it develops, if she's doesn't want to, then you know, it's coercion, it's manipulation. And I think it develops once they're comfortable with that idea of having sex with her. That seems like a more likely scenario to me, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that.
Yeah. The investigator did substantiate that they think there was harassment and workplace violence against her, but in regard to what you were saying, this next topic line, the report accuses Megan Hall of being at a Girls Gone Wild hot tub party with other officers. It turns out it's a houseboat party, but like a Girls Gone Wild party. What's to say that it wasn't this type of scenario? Like, these are just a bunch of coworkers that go out drinking together and partying together all the time, and then she starts banging some of them, and then it escalates into this thing where, like, they treat her differently because she's been sleeping with them in these wild, full squad police parties. Like, isn't that a possibility?
I'm speechless. I think that the whole entire situation, and as a woman who has been sexually harassed, and I was not believed at the time until it actually happened to another woman, and I went to management, but they were tight. And so I ended up getting suspended for like a week from work because they were like, you know, these allegations are very serious. We're going to have to suspend you because, like, the manager doesn't believe that that's true. And I'm like, it just makes you not want to go to anyone and talk to anyone about it ever.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, Fridays we were allowed to wear jeans. And he straight up looked at me and said, wow, those jeans look awesome on you. It's almost like they're painted on. I can see everything.
Wow.
And I was in my 20s when this happened. And it was kind of like, oh my God, like, and what do you do? I thought that I went to the proper people and was like, look, this is what happened. I don't feel comfortable with it. And then, like, while they were investigating it, I was suspended without pay.
Wow.
They ended up giving me my pay back because he ended up doing it to another girl, like, a week later at a different store because they had to move him to a different store because we couldn't work in the same environment anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And, but, no, like, no one believed me. So I could see Megan being like, look, this isn't right. But seeing that no one is going to stick up for her, no one is going to stop this behavior, she felt trapped. And being 24 years old, she probably really liked the attention after a while, and she just became accustomed to it. So she was like, well, this is my life now.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to believe me.
Yeah. And like what you said is sad, but it's like actually crazy common because, well, one, first of all, the right thing to do, obviously, if you've got a situation like the one you went through, is you put the possible perpetrator on suspension until you figure out what's happening, not the probable victim, right? However, I think I've mentioned this to you guys before. It's on Hulu, and it was really good. And it was, I forget the exact title, but it was about women who accuse men of sexual assaults, and there's a large percentage that end up being arrested. The women end up being arrested for false accusations. And the reasoning is, if you do a lawsuit against the person that they say did it, it's like a he said, she said, it's really hard to prove, it takes tons of time, tons of hours, and that case remains open while you're going through all this. However, if you say, no, you're lying, and charge the victim with false accusation, the case is closed because you solved it, right? So it's crazy, but that happens all the time.
Yeah. No, it's hearing stories like that, you know, what you experienced, Christina, and hearing stories from other women that, you know, that I know and care about, it's horrifying. It's horrifying what we do, and it's horrifying that our immediate reaction is almost always to blame the woman. You know, what is she wearing? How many alcoholic beverages did she have? Well, you know, was it a no? Was it a real no? What was it that one senator said the one time? What did he call it? Not like real rape, but he called it something like, if it was true rape, your body could shut it down or something. It was just some insane thing he said on the... But, you know, it's horrifying what we do. And Christina, I think, you listening to you, I feel a little bit more pity for her. And I do see how she was potentially in a situation that she couldn't control anymore. And even at just, like, looking at the pictures of her compared to her coworkers, you know. And, you know, these are men in their 40s, and these are people who very much knew exactly what they were doing. And then what stood out to me was, Ben, when you said that girls gone wild hot tub party.
Yeah.
I'm like, was it really plural girls? Because it seems like
yeah.
the one girl.
Yeah.
Were there wives that were there, or was this just like eight dudes sitting around watching her? That's disgusting.
I mean, it's a boat. I don't know how big the boat was, but it sounds probably more like that.
Legitimate rape.
Legitimate.
U.S. Rep. Todd Aiken. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
Oh, my God.
Like, not the rape and also getting pregnant.
Whoa.
Like, that if it's legitimate rape, a woman's body will shut it down and not get pregnant.
Like, I hate to tell this guy that, like, way back in the day, when people were cavemen, before there were laws, etc., rape was probably a lot of the ways that babies occurred.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just, this is a representative, this is one of the, you know, the 500 most powerful people in this country, in our government. And this is what he thinks. This is what he thinks, how he thinks that, I don't know, women's anatomy works, or that this is just, it's horrifying. And this was only like a decade ago, at most. You know, this wasn't like
1952.
Yeah, we're not talking about like a representative in like 1902 who's like, you know, like, what are these things called, women? But I don't know. That kind of attitude toward the women as these objects, and as the this, it exists, and it's pervasive. And I can't imagine. Ben, can you imagine being in a hot tub with like five other guys and a woman that all of you had sex with in the last like month?
No.
Like, could you imagine wanting to be there?
No.
Wanting to actively be part of...
No, I would feel, like, deeply saddened for her.
For her, for, like, for yourself, for having so little self-esteem, and your, like, for, you know, so little self-love that you would engage in this, you know, behavior that was obviously not...
And you'd be seeing, like, dudes be, like, totally slimy to her, right? Like, treating her like Dave said, like a fucking piece of meat, like an object. Right? You would see shit where you'd be like, dude, shut the fuck up, Powell, or whatever these people's names are, right? It'd be like, it would be horrific, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me read this to you guys. So this is her speaking. It says, I remember while applying for the job at the PD, they described the environment as a family, but while I was aspiring to protect others, they did not protect me. My supervisors worked together to take advantage of my vulnerabilities and mental health, and they used it for their gain and their sexual pleasure. Who do you turn to when the chief of police is sexually harassing you? How can I get justice when the entire system, including the chief, not only condones such behavior, but participated in it? I was lost and I felt alone. I had no one to turn to and nowhere to go. She was getting harassed and threatening messages on her phone daily. She said that she felt like she was being terrorized.
I believe her.
Another thing is, like, if you need that money from a job, and, like, my friend Beth was in, like, a terrible situation for, like, 6 years where, like, yeah, he was calling her names. He, like, would scoff at her every single time that, like, she asked for more money. She has, like, 3 kids and a husband, and it's, I mean, and he would, like, freaking... It was a shit show, let's just put it that way. But because of where we were, we have no one above our bosses to go to. So she had nowhere to go. And so it's like, I kind of see that aspect with Paul and her not having anywhere to go and her feeling like she was trapped and she needed the money. And you know, it's like, you have a mortgage, you have this, you have that. She's 24, she has no life experience. This was her dream job. Like, there's so many different aspects playing devil's advocate. Like, she could be telling the truth. The only reason why I kind of don't believe her is because they came to her house.
Yeah. I'm glad that you, in the quote that you read, though, she talks about how they exploited also her mental health. Because me and Steve were actually having an argument prior to taping today where I had said that I felt that she had some mental health issues, like probably depression and issues with her esteem. And he said I was just shaming people who have fetishes, which could have been a possibility. But I don't know. After her statement, though, Steve, do you still feel the same way? Or do you think, are you leaning more towards the fact that this person could have some troubles?
Well, my whole point in that argument was saying that, like, just because someone is promiscuous or sexually active, you know, sexually open, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're mentally ill. You know, like, that's not the life I live. But that I recognize that some people do and are perfectly happy doing that and are not harming anyone in the process, or hopefully.
Is it, you're saying not harming anyone, but you got to think about self-harm too. Is it not harming anyone if you're, there's a difference between, I like to go home from work on the weekends, get on Tinder and bang 20 chicks. That's not what I do, by the way. Like, so not saying that's me, but, or I'm willing to sleep with half of my department and risk my job and my livelihood and my actual well-being because I need this job, right? Like, then I look at it and I'm like, something's wrong.
Well, right, and that's a possibility. And I was saying, like, I just didn't want to jump to that mental health thing so quickly.
Yeah.
And you're, Christina, that quote is right. Like, she's acknowledging a mental health issue, and the more I hear this story, because I'd heard a little bit of it, and the more we read about it, the more and more I do feel terrible for her and do see her as more of the victim. There are instances like, you know, the fact that she engaged in a threesome with the one officer and his wife, like that, the fact that she took him home, like you said, Christina, to her own home. I think that she, Ben, part of your supposition that it's a mental health issue is what is our own definition of sex? Mm-hmm. Like, when we engage in sex, what do we want out of it? What's the point of doing it?
Yeah.
And a lot of people have an unhealthy relationship with their own sex lives. They do it because they need self-esteem. They do it because they need the endorphins in the short term, you know, just the same way that you would, eat chocolate or work out or whatever. You need that feeling. You do it because you want to be a people pleaser and, you know, give people what they want, like maybe what she was doing here. And I think a lot more people than we give credit for have a somewhat unhealthy relationship or view of sex, like even within like, you know, monogamous couples, like how sex, you know, works within their relationship, or when you're single and how you view sex and, you know, whatever. But I think that she engaged in some of this stuff of her own volition, but I think that these guys were monsters in what they did with it. You know, I think that it's sad that they were willing to cheat on their wives, or that they were willing to, you know, sleep with someone who wasn't, just for sex. But then to add on to it, to continue to do it, to have this disgusting relationship of, like, all these men knowing what they were doing to this woman, it's unfathomable to me to be in that position. You know, as a man, I could never, even when I was in my 20s, like early 20s, and was as stupid as you could get when it came to sex, I could never see myself in that position.
Yeah, and she's not just young, but she's also at a brand new career, and not just a normal career. Like, she didn't just go to, like, the mall to sell, like, T-shirts to kids, right? She's at a job that's known to be extremely difficult. And when you're young and you're in a new position, what do you want to do more than anything in the world? Fit in, right? She wants to fit in. Like, giving these guys what they want, unfortunately, is the fastest way to fit in.
Well, and also, this is something, and Christina, you can weigh in on this too, because I don't know if I'm overstepping here when I say this, but, like, you know, I'm a bigger guy, physically bigger. I've never been, in a situation where I was around people that I felt physically intimidated by. I never felt in physical danger, like, whether implied or not, or just even randomly thinking, like, oh, everyone in here is much bigger than me, or everyone in here is more powerful than me, or whatever. And Ben, I'm assuming that you have that same experience, but she's also this tiny little thing. She was a small girl on this police force with all these guys who are big, who are physical, their job is a physically demanding one, they carry weapons. Like, there's an implied physical intimidation here.
Oh, no, I completely agree with that, because, I mean, I've been reading while you guys talk, and it looks like Sergeant Powell was the first one that she started relations with. Mm.
So you nailed that one.
Yeah. So he would call her intoxicated, and he was, like, trying to be, like, a shoulder for her to cry on, but a couple times he called her and asked for sexual favors, and then when she said no, he threatened to kill himself.
Damn.
And so it's like, you know, and I mean, this is from her mouth, so it's like, you don't know if it's true, but, like, if she's having a hard time in her marriage, and her boss is calling her and being like, hey, because I'm sorry, but he's not attractive, and neither is she, really, but it's one of those things where it's like, okay, is he only threatening, and, like, is he threatening to get rid of her dreams, pretty much, because she was trying to buy a house with her husband, and it was like, causing a lot of issues with marriage. So was he sitting there being like, look, I can solve your problems. You can keep your job if you suck my dick. Like,
yeah.
What happened behind closed doors? And I can't wait to actually see when this goes to trial, because I will be watching the whole entire thing, because I want to hear what they have to say, because I'm sure that they're going to fucking lie. Mm-hmm. Which, you're a police officer, what is the one thing that you're not supposed to do? Lie.
Yeah.
Oh, we know, but that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, I mean, I feel bad for her. I think that, yes, all of these men that she had sexual encounters with are way larger than her. It's like, I mean, she looks like she's probably my height.
And she's mousy, right? She's mousy. She's mousy. I mean, not to judge a book by a cover. I'm not that guy who's saying if you wear the tight shorts out there that you deserve anything you get. But I'm saying that this chick doesn't look like a seductress.
I like how you started that sentence with, like, trying to be a modern feminist and ended it by calling this chick. The dichotomy in your sentence there was disgusting.
You know I don't speak right, but you know what I'm saying, though, right? Like, you don't look at this woman and think she's about to go take over her police department, right?
Yeah, but, okay, wait a minute, hold on. So, you were talking about this Girls Gone Wild thing.
Yeah.
You're going to sit here and be like, you know, she doesn't look like a seductress. Well, check this out. Hall further confessed to getting drunk at a Girls Gone Wild hot tub party where she sang karaoke and fell down a flight of stairs before having sex with Maggiato?
Yeah.
Sure. In a bathroom of the colleague's boat. My bathing suit was a little loose and it fell off, she added coyly.
You know what? If you're using that to shame her, I got one thing for you. I'm coming at you. The first thing you said was she fell down some steps. This girl's too drunk to make decisions.
No, but, like, seductress doesn't have to be, like, you don't have to have a perfect body to be a seductress. Like, you know, what men and these types of men want is when a woman, you know, presents themselves to them and shows them, you know, like, that they are ready. Like, it doesn't take that much. It's not like, your chin's a little small, so no thank you. It's either you're a dirtbag who's going to bang your colleague on your other colleague's boat, or you're not that dirtbag. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no in-between here.
Yeah. Mm-mm. That's fair. And so, I mean, I guess I was just thinking all the pictures you see of her are in police uniform. I don't know what she wore to these parties. I don't know what she's doing at these parties, but every time you see her, she just looks like she's got clothes from the neck down, right? She doesn't look like a temptress, but I've also never seen her in anything but her work uniform.
That's true.
Again, I don't think it's the body. It's the way that the way a woman presents herself to you. Like, and I don't mean that like physically presents, but like the confidence, the, you know, just the, like the subtle glances.
Yeah.
And, or like the little things that they say. I mean, I think you're assuming that they're looking at her, you know, from a distance and like, oh, that's the perfect shape of someone I want to have sex with. It was more like in interactions, he was, you know, making like, you know, if she was a seductress, it's more about how you act. You know, making a guy feel like he is wanted and sexy and whatever. But, like, I don't know. This is all a good case for me feeling. I was really going into this as, like, a 50-50. He's probably a slut. These guys are douchebags. They're all terrible.
Yeah.
ACAB, right? All cops are bad, right? That was kind of where I went into this, but I said 50-50 earlier, maybe 75-25 now, her 25, the guy 75, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that. What do you feel about this, right? So, I had mentioned it earlier, but that tabloid, like, outed her husband. They say his name, it's Jebediah Hall, or Jedediah Hall, doesn't matter what his damn name is, but they talk about, like, where he works, his birthplace, all of this. They post all this shit. Tons of people are, like, in outrage because this poor sap, he's just a vulnerable sap, and now everyone knows his shit. But what about this? If he knew all this was going on, then he's condoning it. So do we give a fuck that they put his name out there?
I don't like that his name is out. I mean, I guess as the husband of the victim, you can't expect anonymity, especially if she's going to, if she's going to put this lawsuit forward, which I do not blame her at all from what she's saying, especially Christina, what you were saying about how it all started, according to her. If that's true, if that's really true about how, you know, Powell, I mean, that is pure manipulation, sexual harassment, psychological torture, like, all of that disgusting, and I am way, way on her side there, if that's, again, true, and we'll take her for a word, but if she decides to put this lawsuit forward, and he decides to stay with her, that is tacit acknowledgement that he's along for the ride. And so he's going to become a public figure right. That way, in that he's her, you know. If he pieces out as soon as he hears about these cops or whatever, then no one's ever going to hear his name.
Right. Well, you also have to understand, I did read this too. He is a pastor's son. So, I mean, not saying that that has a lot of validity to this whole entire thing, but in the same aspect, it's like, if you're a pastor's son, you don't get a divorce.
Especially in the Mormon church.
So, mm-hmm. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, his parents could be like, you know, I know that this is horrible, and it's probably ruining the parents, like, church and all of the people that come there, because they're like, oh my gosh, this is like a scandal or whatever. But if, like, his parents are like, I know that this is bad, but you have to forgive her, because that's what we believe in, is forgiving.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. There's like so many different things.
I have a friend that is an ex-Mormon, and her parents actually didn't talk to her for several years because she divorced. So, I mean, it's very much shunned upon there. And her husband hadn't touched her in years, and she doesn't even know if he was interested in her in that manner. It was a very weird relationship, and it was something that she needed out of. But her parents shunned her for years.
Yeah, and I had a former student who was Mormon, and he was also gay. And, you know, he openly talked to me about it, about how that relationship worked, because he was heading off to BYU, which is a very Mormon school with very rigid moral, you know, rules for students, you know, and if he was openly gay in that school, he could be expelled. And the idea that the Mormon church gives, he was like, they're not anti-gay. They are, their reaction to it is, oh, okay, you're gay. Well, go ahead and marry a woman and have a family anyway.
Yeah. You're gay, we just don't care.
Like, yeah, like, it's not that fire and brimstone. It's just like, oh, okay, that's nice. Forget that and do this. And so it's, you're right. It is very beneath, it is very surface, like, how you present yourself. And so that could have a lot to do with it.
Yeah, and it's kind of the same as, like, the Amish community, where it's like, you don't lose just your spouse. You don't. You lose your whole community if you leave the church, right? You leave your whole community. Everyone you know is Mormon. Yeah, it's like Scientology for real. Like, you're shunned by everyone when you break from the church, or when you break from a marriage, because then you're no longer welcome, right? So yeah, it is quite a mess.
This is very taxing. This is a lot.
It is a lot. You want a little bit more? Because so after all of this went down, Deja Vu Showgirls in Nashville actually offered this young woman, I was going to say chick, and then I knew that Steve was going to body shame me, so I had to pull back. I say body shame for everything. I know it didn't make sense.
Yeah,
I like it. Anyways, he body shames me, and now they offered her $10,000 to do strip shows. It doesn't say whether or not she accepted that. I would assume she didn't, since she's doing a lawsuit, probably in the attempts to save her career, even, maybe. I don't know what the outcome she's looking for in this lawsuit is. If it's just monetary, or if she's trying to one day be in law enforcement. I would assume you'd be done with law enforcement. You just try to get that money so you can just go do other things with your life. I don't know. What do you guys think about any of that?
I don't think that I would go back.
No, right?
And no police department's going to hire her after this, so it's got to be a financial lawsuit. Like, he's saying, you know, like, this is my potential earnings over the course of, like, whatever potential career, and this is what the city owes me for
ruining my career.
Doing this.
Yeah.
And honestly, the city's going to end up having to pay her money because they fucked up. And the way they fucked up was that they tried to just fire her, and then maybe that Powell guy, I think.
Powell, yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, I think it's what you said earlier. Because of the power shift, because of the power dynamic, not the power shift, but because this guy's her superior, it makes her automatically worthy of getting some money, I think. He's to blame from the jump. From age and power. No matter what she did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, if they would have just cleaned house and started over, especially with the police chief, like, getting pictures of her and so actively acknowledging, knowing the situation and being okay with it. And from the looks of it, that dude was in his 50s.
Mm.
And he's worked his whole career to be, the fuck is wrong with you? Like, that is, I might be, no. Yeah, because they terminated him. Fired Monday, February 6th. And so, but I'm just trying to get, like...
Her lawsuit was in February, too, so that's all real closely together.
Yeah, but looking at him, you look at him, he's in his late 50s. Like, he's ascended his entire career to this level. And he's going to throw it away for a picture of some tits?
Yeah, it's really fucking weird.
Oh, and a blowjob?
Oh, did he get one, too? I thought he was just getting pics.
I thought he just got...
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm confusing.
But wasn't he also giving picks to other people? Like, he's like a pick provider. He's a pick obtainer and a pick provider.
Oh, there's a lot of details here.
Pick a little, talk a little.
So, earlier this month, Laverne Police Chief Burrell Chip Davis was also fired after it was found that he was aware of the sexual misconduct within his department and never reported or disciplined any of the officers involved. And I'd seen that he was getting pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so they had said that he was encouraging it. So that's probably what they meant by that.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with any of these people? What's wrong with America, though? You guys schmoozed over this point. Let me throw this out here in more clear context. John Wayne Bobbitt ended up a porno star. Casey Anthony, who killed her, well, she was found innocent somehow. She became a porno star. This fucking deja vu's wanting this woman to strip. What the fuck is our fascination in this fucking country with putting these people who do horrific things in the spotlight and then exploiting them in that? Like, what is wrong with the world?
A lot of things. That should be another show.
Another show.
Yeah, that is another show. But, like,
yeah.
No, we're fascinated by... That's why this is a national news story, not just a Tennessee one.
Yeah.
Because we're fascinated by the deviance in this. You know, because for most people, they can't imagine being a part of that. You know? Like... The idea, like we said, trying to imagine myself at any point in my life engaging in a sexual relationship with a woman who was doing the exact same thing with five other guys I knew at the same time is disgusting to me.
Yeah.
Horrifying to me.
Yeah, I mean, look, I like, looking back in, like, your teens, 20s, it's like, if you all went out together and got fucking shit-faced, nearly blacked out drunk, and you all banged the same human, and it was all consensual, you would just be like, that was a crazy night. But this is an ongoing thing.
And that is also the most shameful night I've ever had. Like, that's...
Right, you'd be totally like, oh my god, that can never happen again. These people
are just keeping it going.
Okay. Right, I was like, damn, Ben, bring it up Steve's past.
Not damn it, Ben. It would be horrifying, like, waking up with that memory of that having transpired. But, like... I think people are, you know, Jerry Springer, when he was the mayor of Cincinnati, paid for a prostitute with a personal check.
Mm-hmm.
And we glorified him for it. He became a huge daytime TV star.
Yeah.
You know? But it happens in other countries too. Berlusconi, the former prime minister of Italy, was constantly in the news for sex scandals, and he was like openly flaunting it and was just like, hey, and he was really popular for it.
Yeah,
I think we are fascinated by deviance.
We are.
That's why people listen.
And especially sex. Deviancy, and right, that's why you're listening, folks. Yeah, but deviancy and anything sexual, man, like, fuck, man, you could take us, like, hundreds and thousands of years into, like, evolution, and it's like, we're still just these creatures that are fascinated with, like, penises and farts.
Oh my god, Ben, shut up.
It's true. We're still just this biological animal.
No, we are animals.
Any final thoughts on any of this? I think we've all come to a consensus. She's to blame, but not as to blame as the dudes. It's kind of a sad story. I hope she gets help. I hope she gets a couple dollars out of this. I hope she finds a way to at least take care of her life with this, and I hope she gets whatever emotional support and help that she might possibly need.
Amen.
Yeah, I do. I hope she gets help. I hope she wins some money from this, and I hope she figures her shit out. But also, ACAB. All cops are bad.
All cops are bad. And please, for the love of God, Megan Hall, don't strip for Deja Vu. Don't become a porn star.
No, clearly you do not like the attention that you're getting from this, so why would you go on to something else?
Yeah, it's only going to get worse from there.
Yeah. Okay.
Alright guys, thank you for joining us for the Megan Hall episode of Through the Abyss podcast. This has been a Ben and Christina and Steve production. Thank you guys for the fun.
Of course, always.
Happy to be here. This is fun. I enjoyed this.
Nice. And as always, you can catch us on ThroughTheAbyssPodcast.com, Through the Abyss Podcast on Facebook, and you can find us through any podcast platform, including Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, etc. Keep it real, pod people.
Don't forget to go on there. Don't forget to go on to all of your
like and subscribe.
And give us five stars. Leave a nice message. That's going to make us more available to other people.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Keep it real, pod people.
Spooky stuff.